Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I saw the Oppenheimer movie this weekend, and I think I got something a little different out of it than other people, and no spoilers, don't worry, I'm not going to spoil the story, or the movie. I really like movies that go into history. I understand that Hollywood could put their spin on it, so you always have to still take it with a grain of salt, but I love history, and since I have a tough time remembering things from grade school and high school and even college at times, it's really nice to put it into a visual form from what we learned in books and, you know, learn about it. So the making of the atomic bomb, it's a fascinating story. It's been done in movies multiple times, but Oppenheimer looks at the life of Dr. Oppenheimer and how he struggled with the decision and, you know, how he struggled with the pressures of his friends and his wife of the Communist Party and how he didn't become a communist. And, you know, for some people, they really didn't want to see that part of the story. Oppenheimer actually suffered from tuberculosis. I believe he had a lot of pain issues. I think he got throat cancer. So I would have really liked to see the medical aspects of what happened, you know, in those who worked at Los Alamos and those who worked on the atomic bomb, and if there was any relationship to that, because there's very, very tragic stories of people who were experimenting and working with things and didn't realize how much in danger they were. But, you know, look, it's a different movie for a different concept. But the stars in the movie were fantastic. You had Matt Damon, you had Emily Blunt. Cillian Murphy did a fantastic job. He's probably going to be up for an Oscar. I really like Josh Hartnett. It was so nice to see him back in a movie. He was in Pearl Harbor. Tony Goldwyn was in there. Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr., fantastic actor, did, I think, also an Academy Award winning performance if he gets a nomination for supporting actor. So the performances were great. Movie went on a little bit long. But the main concept that it brought up, or that I perceived, was our science war. And while some of the physicists and engineers and scientists were conflicted about making a weapon of quote-unquote mass destruction, or something that could kill multiple individuals, you did see the struggle. And the answer to that is, well, the Nazis are going to have it first. Remember, they started this in 1942, I believe, or the idea might have been in play in the late 30s, but we didn't, the war didn't necessarily end until later with Germany, and then we went to war with Japan. So when there was this conflict, the answer was, but somebody else is going to do it first. And that is a very, very compelling argument in science, where if somebody is going to make a weapon, whether it's a bioweapon, whether it's another sort of weapon, in order for you to have defense, you need to have a weapon of equal or stronger power. And I'm noticing in today's world, we struggle with this. If another country is cloning, should we know how to clone? I don't want anybody cloning. I don't want any atomic bombs. I don't want, but if your enemy is going to do it, in order for us to have an ability to protect ourselves and defend ourselves, we have to actually understand the weapon. We have to be able to maybe stop the action before they do. And, you know, this mess with COVID, I'm blown away that people are still debating whether it was a bioweapon or not. You know, whether there was intent to make it a bioweapon or not. We have dangerous bugs, and we have dangerous bugs in our laboratory arsenals. And if another country is working on SARS or working on Ebola or working on anthrax, we as Americans need to also. It's called a science war. And before Germany had some of the top scientists, I collect medical antiques from the 1800s and later. Actually, some are even from the 1700s, but a lot of the 1800 innovations came from Germany. And then America brought over Einstein, and we brought over a lot of scientific minds, and America is now at the forefront of a lot of science. But we are at a science war. You know, do you think the average scientist wants us out in space making weapons that could destroy other countries? Well, if China's doing it, then America has to. And when you're watching this movie, and I understand there's been a lot of debate on whether we should have made the atomic bomb or not. From a practical standpoint, I don't know if we could stop. Once you know the science, how do you stop it? Now, we're trying to prevent countries from cloning humans. We're trying to stop countries and labs from making designer babies. But now that we have that science, sadly, it's going to happen. And we are going to out-science ourselves into extinction. Look at what's happening with AI. We are displacing humans from jobs, and computers are being able to do the jobs of humans. And this isn't a Terminator 2 movie. This is just the reality. Once you gain progress, it's a matter of time before we go extinct. And we could have politicians make rules saying, okay, guys, we're not going to make anymore. We're not going to study anymore. We're not going to... No, because there's always going to be some country that says to hell with them. We're still going to do it secretly. Yeah, we may have this agreement, but under the ground, we're going to work on a better and stronger weapon. And bioweapons is one of the fastest growing industries, because bioweapons, you know, can be, sadly, could be introduced into a community very secretly. And, you know, you could sully the water, you could contaminate the water, you could contaminate the food. In fact, I think during World War II, they were considering contaminating the food that the Germans were eating. So war has been around since the dawn of time. And there is no doubt that countries are going to want to succeed in how they conduct war. I don't think there's any stopping it. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, of course, the big headline of the day is Devin Archer has arrived for his hearing, which is probably going to be some very interesting testimony on the business deals that the Biden family were involved in. I'm sorry if I'm dangling any prepositions by this one, but Devin Archer is a former friend and business partner of Hunter Biden. He's arrived on Capitol Hill after some drama that he incurred with a possible expedition of his sentence, his one-year sentence for fraud. And the Justice Department had to clarify things because it seemed a little suspect that they would try to intimidate him right before his testimony and suggest his incarceration. And Archer was a little bit late, they said, and he is supposedly giving his account of the Biden family business dealings. It's going to be about a 4 to 5 hour closed-door session, and many media outlets are suggesting that this is where the quote-unquote big guy gets outed as Joe Biden. He seemed to be relaxed. He was smiling as he walked in, and, you know, he didn't really talk to any reporters. But he had received a letter from the DOJ on July 29th, a couple days ago, calling for, I guess, a more expedited sentence. Manhattan federal prosecutors on Saturday filed a letter requesting that a judge... difficulties. So, with this so-called bombshell testimony, this is very, I mean, I told you guys 2023 was not going to be without its drama, but this could put Biden in a very, very difficult spot, and both Republicans and Democrats are not really excited about this either because, you know, do they want Kamala Harris to be the president? You know, having a sitting president that is being accused of lying about any business dealings with Hunter or possibly benefiting financially from his office is a bad, 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 bad look. But, of course, the Republicans would prefer to go up against Joe Biden in the next election than anybody else. If the Republicans go up against Joe Biden, it is a slam dunk. So you guys probably know more about the politics and the Foreign Lobbying Act than I do. But as an American, as a physician, as a parent, as a voter, I'm very, very frustrated with how there's this inconsistency when it comes to justice and this approach to, you know, somebody on one political aisle being more protected than another. And I'm not saying President Trump, former President Trump, is completely innocent of whatever they're accusing him of. But it just seems to me that he has been the focus over and over and over again. And when you look at something like this, which is even more serious than what Trump has been accused of. Now you start to wonder, come on, guys. And you know, one thing about America is America is supposed to be one of the freest countries ever, free of corruption, free of retaliation for you to be one political party, free of election interference, free of these shenanigans. And, you know, that poll we had last week that said fewer and fewer Americans are patriotic, is it because they don't care about the country? Or do they feel the country is not the America that their fathers and mothers and grandparents fought for and great-grandparents? So Hunter's potential foreign influence that would have included the big guy looks at violations that span China, Russia, Ukraine, Mexico, and more. And so, you know, Devin Archer being kind of, you know, under the gun as well in terms of his issues, he might ask for immunity to be able to convey the testimony that is needed for this case. I, again, I'm not a political expert. I'm just here to give you guys the headlines. But I do see, and I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, and I don't want to, you know, play the, you know, card of, you know, we're being biased against, and but the truth of the matter is that we have an unequal system. And you'll always hear in the news, if Trump had done this, okay, everybody would have thrown the book at it. But Biden is going to be finishing out his first term of presidency, and if he is the one that's guilty of this, if he is implicated in this, nobody did anything all this time. And what's interesting is Trump called it. Now, I'm not saying Trump is right on everything, but the more this stuff happens, the more Trump rises in the polls. And when you have a leader that says, look, guys, it's unfair. Look, they're going after me, but they're not going after Hunter. They're not going after Biden. You know, they're saying I'm corrupt, but these guys are corrupt too. Even if everybody's corrupt, as an American, it has to be equal. It has to be consistent. We cannot go after one side more than another. And I think a lot of people on the conservative side have felt, you know, felt marginalized. Individuals who didn't want to get the COVID vaccine got fired. Individuals who had Republican views, you hear time and time again, got pushed out of their jobs. Okay, that's not cool. And, you know, I get that, you know, like when you see during World War II days, somebody who maybe sympathized with the communists or sympathized with the Nazi party or sympathized with the Japanese could find themselves in trouble because we're at war. But in America, you know, you're supposed to be able to be Democrat, Republican, Independent, Green Party without there being any retaliation. So we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. You're going to be feeling some more pain at the pump.
Gas prices are surging to an 8-month high. The national average for regular gasoline is $3.75 per gallon, according to AAA. That's a 17-cent increase from a week ago. You'll find the cheapest gas in Mississippi at $3.25 a gallon. However, it'll cost the most to fill up the tank in California, $4.99 for a gallon of regular gasoline. I'm Jerry Barmash.
The so-called doomsday cult mom scheduled to be sentenced today in Idaho. Earlier this year, Lori Vallow Daybell found guilty of murdering her two youngest children and conspiring to kill her husband's ex-wife. A top official at the Fed says the economy is making good progress, but he isn't ready to declare victory over inflation. Corey Myers, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me. Just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a woman has survived a crocodile attack. Apparently this attack lasted 90 minutes. A palm oil plantation worker, Falmira De Jesus, 38 years old, was collecting water from a weed-covered stream in the Ketapang Regency of West Kalimantan Province, Indonesia. This was July 27th. And she had no idea that a crocodile was among the weeds. When she approached to scoop up some water, the reptile leaped up and dragged her into the creek. She fought off the beast, screamed for help. Other employees rushed to her aid. And you could see her in the water, you know, with her head up, but she kept sinking as the reptile kept trying to pull her away. Frantic workers were trying to use a pole to prod the waters. And you see this, and it's, oh my gosh, I mean, it's a scary, scary sight. Luckily, after 90 minutes, she was able to break free from this crocodile. Now, of course, the colleagues were too afraid to go into the water, you know, in case obviously the crocodile attacked them, but help did arrive. They were able to grab her, haul her out of the swamp. She was rushed to the hospital with severe injuries to her limbs. She said, "I was in pain from where the crocodile was holding me. I couldn't break free. When I started to feel like I was becoming weaker, I just thought I was going to die because I was falling below the water." She says, "I lie in the hospital and can still see the crocodile in my mind and feel it on my body. I'm very grateful for people that helped me escape." So she has deep puncture wounds on her right arm, thigh, and lower leg. And, I mean, I'm amazed it lasted that long. But it shows you that these animals, sadly,
will hunt us. I was in South Carolina. I think there was an alligator? Oh, it might have been a crocodile. I always mix the two up. I know how to identify them. I just forget what I've seen. And I was taking pictures. I got some really good close-up pictures, but my brother-in-law was like, it's going to jump out. It could jump that far. And, I was maybe 7-8 feet from it. Now, come to think of it, that was probably a bad move. Remember in Florida, there was a grandmother walking her dog along a river and lake in her housing development, and you see the crocodile come all the way across the lake or the river and then jump on land to attack her and kills her. The dog might have caught his eye. These animals are hungry. These animals don't care if you're human or not. Thank God she survived. All right, we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So two people in Michigan have tested positive for a rare mosquito-borne virus called the Jamestown Canyon virus. I have never seen a patient with this that I know of, and I don't think we've ever even spoken about it on the show. This is a very rare virus. But two people in Michigan came down with it. And I know some of you are thinking, Detroit? Yep, they were in Detroit. Mosquitoes in Detroit? I guess mosquitoes, they don't care. Wherever it's warm and there's moisture and humidity from recent storms, they'll go as high up as Michigan. So this is the first cases of the infection in the U.S. this year. Both people are stable. But severe cases could lead to encephalitis or swelling of the brain and seizures. Early warning signs include fever, headache, muscle pain. And so, mosquitoes are, I fear mosquitoes. I do. I mean, I see them all the time. I get bites. But when Zika happened years ago, before the Rio Olympics, and we heard that it was devastating fetuses and babies where they were born, and encephalic, or where their head was, and their brain wasn't developed properly, or microcephalic with a smaller head, and neurological issues. That scared me, because you could be just walking down the street, a mosquito bites you, injects the virus because of the suck-blow mechanism. In order for a mosquito to bite you, it has to blow in an anesthetic so you don't shoo it off. And so you don't know a mosquito's on you until after it's fed. When it injects its anesthetic, that's how it could transmit viruses or disease from another person. And so Zika, even though it was sexually transmitted as well, people were getting this from mosquitoes. And it's usually, I think, the female Aedes aegypti mosquito for Zika, but there's tons of different species of mosquitoes that will transmit disease. And all you're doing is enjoying the outdoors and it's a shame. So health officials are urging people in Michigan to take precautions against these mosquito bites. Dr. Natasha Bogdasarian, the chief medical executive at the state's Department of Health, says it only takes one bite from an infected mosquito to cause severe illness. They say we advise using insect repellent and wearing long sleeve shirts, long pants. Tuck the pants in also into your socks. I know you look a little dorky when you do that, but honestly, we'll be right back. technology attached.
Yeah, so the litter box sits right on top of the monitor, and the monitor itself can be wiped down with most standard cleaners, counter cleaners. Without.
What is it to clean with this technology attached?
Yeah, so the litter box sits right on top of the monitor, and the monitor itself can be wiped down with most standard cleaners, counter cleaners, without any effect to the monitor itself.
And another fun thing that the monitor will do is help track your litter box maintenance. So we'll be able to indicate when you've scooped and help track that for you and even help you schedule scooping events if you'd like.
Love that, because when I'm out of town, my family doesn't do it, and then it could maybe alert me out of town that they need to get their acts together and clean out the potty box. So that's
and you will
huge.
Know. You'll have, yep. You'll have eyes on it so you can call the family out.
I need all eyes, even on Facebook. Wake my family up to get it done. Where can my listeners find out more information?
So you can find out more information about everything we talked about today on PetTivity.com as well as PetSmart.com.
Well, we are very, very grateful and grateful for Purina. Honestly, I love my little fur babies, and they are everything to me. And what you guys are doing is life-saving. We really do appreciate it. Can't wait to have you back.
Thanks so much for having us.
All right, take care. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, it's just a matter of time. You know how we have smart toilets and that technology to watch what we're... Yeah, it's only a matter of time for our animals. And I got to tell you, losing a cat years ago to renal failure because of food I was feeding it, and it killed a lot of animals, is heartbreaking. If we could prevent that from happening again, Godspeed. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, we're seeing a lot of COVID now, and I know some of you are really, really sick of the subject, but we have, unfortunately, a summer wave. And this COVID summer wave is still this XBB strain, and it's milder, thank God, but it's unfortunately confusing a lot of people as they are asking for antibiotics. So the symptoms of this latest strain is you might start out with a sore throat. The sore throat seems to be, by the way, more severe than other sore throats. So it's like a bad, bad sore throat, which is why people are calling saying they have strep. So it's sore throat, it's congestion, sinus headache, cough, fatigue, body aches. Some people are telling me they have a lot of back pain with this one. Shortness of breath, similar to the Omicron, but the sore throat seems to be a little bit more severe. We are seeing red eye, pink eye. So when somebody gets pink eye, where both their eyes get red and goopy, sometimes that could also be a sign of this. But it's unfortunately causing a lot of people to call in asking for antibiotics. And with the antibiotic shortages and some of the pharmaceutical shortages we have, I'm a little bit concerned because we haven't even hit fall and winter yet. This is the dead of summer. We're coming into August. And people are asking for antibiotics for sinus infections. Now, patients will argue, saying, but the Z-Pak helps me feel better. I believe you. Z-Paks and antibiotics help me feel better by later that night. It is amazing how much you feel better on them. The problem is we're not allowed to write them for viruses. And I know the American public is getting very, very frustrated, and they're asking for access to antibiotics over the counter because they're calling up telemedicine providers or going to an urgent care, and the doctor won't give them the antibiotics. And they say, but I'll feel better. I'm able to work. I had a mom call and say, my kid's going to camp. They need an antibiotic. He's got a sinus infection. No fever. No. The symptoms looked more like COVID. I'm like, you probably don't want to send your kid to camp with COVID, but give him an antibiotic and he'll feel better. I can't do that. So currently there are about close to 6,000 patients hospitalized in the U.S. each week with COVID. And 15% of them are in the ICU. Now, this is according to data from the week June 2nd to June 8th. So I'm expecting that number to be a little higher. And the most dominant variant we're seeing right now is the XBB 1.16, with 14.8% of cases. Then we have the XBB 1.91, comprising 13.2% of cases, and the XBB 2.3, 13% of cases. The original Omicron
'95, but she smoked a pack a day of Marlboro Lights that whole time. In 2013, she was diagnosed with lung cancer, which by 2018 had sadly spread to her brain. She required multiple surgeries and radiation. 8 years ago, in 2015, Green sued Philip Morris with the help of the Public Health Advocacy Institute. In 2021, the company was found liable for civil conspiracy, and Green was awarded the initial multi-million dollar judgment. Philip Morris is owned by Altria, appealed the ruling, arguing that there was insufficient evidence to support the judgments against it, and saying that the interest rates that resulted in the final award amount were excessive. So this week's ruling upholds the original decision, confirms that the jury did have enough evidence to show that Philip Morris conspired with other cigarette manufacturers in a manner that did cause her cancer and subsequent kidney failure. So this is interesting. You know, this is, you know, on one end, you read this and you go, well, wait a second. Okay, so she smoked for many, many years. Smoking causes cancer, even the lights. So the company has to pay a judgment against that. On the flip side, I understand how patients will say, look, I have a habit I can't kick, but maybe I could do the lesser of two evils and protect myself some way. And if they lied, and those Marlboro Lights weren't any safer and had less tar or nicotine, that is false advertising and they're screwed. And so this is a lesson to a lot of companies out there, where if somebody still gets hurt on your product, even if it was their choice, you didn't force them to smoke it, even if that you had warnings, even on the product, that it could cause cancer. If at all somebody catches that you did anything misleading, the court goes the other way. You will not get any sort of sympathy or help or support. And so, you know, if you look back at it, you know, would she really have stopped smoking? Would she have just picked a different brand? Would she have, you know, or did she say, look, what I'll do is I'll do the Marlboro Lights because I have to do something. Well, you know, any sort of cigarette habit can cause cancer. I'm even concerned about vaping and the cancer that vaping can cause. The jury still isn't out on that because it's so new. And so we do lack a, especially in the courts, a responsibility factor. You know, I've seen workers' comp claims where the person did something dumb. They didn't follow the safety guidelines. They hurt themselves, sued, or went to workers' comp, and it went again for the plaintiff because that's what workers' comp is designed to do, to help protect workers. even if it was the worker's fault. Because it's like if you, let's say, pick a job as a roofer, you fall off the roof. It's, you know, it's the job has to cover that. Even if you were fooling around or et cetera. Now, most workers' comp cases that I see are not the fault of the claimant. A lot of times it's the fault of a coworker. A coworker left water on the ground. A coworker didn't lift up their side of what they were carrying, so when it dropped on the coworker or the plaintiff, you know, or the claimant. And so I've seen that many people, unfortunately, incur injuries because of somebody else at work. And then if that's the case, well, yeah, then that's the job's fault for hiring, you know, the doofus that caused them to get hurt. So I understand that. But when it comes to smoking, this is going to be fascinating. Because if this Marlboro Light case went through, despite appeals, how many people who bought Marlboro Lights will be able to now sue for their cancer? And if these companies are now going to be sued for the cancer that they caused, I believe there's some class action lawsuits, but there are individual lawsuits. That starts to make people think, well, what about the soda pop companies? If soda pop will be linked to heart disease, diabetes, cancer, will people be able to sue the soda pop companies? When, you know, it's fascinating to me that we can put warnings out, and we, you know, because as a company, I don't own any of these companies because I just don't, you know, I'm small time. But it does make you nervous that you could be owning a company or be a distributor, and then somebody could sue. Will companies who sold the Marlboro Lights get sued? Are they open to liability? If you're a convenience store, you sell lottery tickets, you sell soda pop, you sell coffee, you sell gas, but you sell a brand of cigarettes that has been linked to cancer, or any cigarettes for that matter, are you going to get...
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.